This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us tonight around the world via the satellite and the internet, and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers too, the Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their great service to America, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the nighttime mechanics, those people working on the construction projects, and let's not forget our bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and the bulk mail haulers bringing it to them all across the country. Thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, here she is, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dave in Indiana asked another question, so we'll try to answer it for him. He says, Captain, how long do you think it would take to plan an attack like what we just saw in Sri Lanka? That many bombs going off simultaneously, the planning and supplies needed to carry it out. Well, first of all, there is a guide, a manual, whatever, that Al-Qaeda put out on these sort of things. And they generally take not weeks, but months to plan something like this out. 3 to 6 months is not uncommon, and you take it from there.
Well, I mean, the big time consumption is to making the bombs themselves.
Yep.
You know, getting those parts and then making them. As far as planning the locations of where they go and waiting for the right time, you know, what was significant was it was Easter. So you know, they had obviously done quite a bit of work and waited for, you know, Easter day to do this. So those kinds of logistics, that, you know, how to make the bombs,
uh-huh,
and, you know, that kind of playing, those playbooks have been out there for quite some time. So, you know, we won't know until we get some other kind of information out of Sri Lanka officials, but the FBI is already there. The FBI, I think, showed up yesterday or day before yesterday.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see if the FBI gives us any kind of a summary on what they find and how long that will be.
Now, the president has reacted very strongly to what happened to our two soldiers along the border at Clint, Texas, just east of El Paso the other day, and also in reaction to a line of about, not measured in miles, but measured in days, of about 20,000 migrants that are coming into Mexico, stretched all the way back to God knows where. And these are not just people from the three countries we've been hearing about. These are people from all around the world this time trying to get in here, because we got people in our detention areas from 150 different countries. But getting back to the statement here, the president said that he's going to send armed troops to the border if Mexico does not stop this caravan or do something to impede its progress. We just can't have that many people, again, sneaking into the country. We don't know who the hell they are.
We have put significant pressure on Mexico and At the beginning of this week, Mexico has retooled their, operations is necessarily what you can call it on these caravans, and they're stopping some of the support. They're busing these people. They're collecting these people and busing them back. So whatever the pressure the United States is putting on Mexico, Mexico is finally beginning to protect themselves with the invasion that they're getting, so it doesn't come to here. I imagine we're, you know, working. We probably have people on the ground in Mexico that are, you know, having to coordinate with Mexico on how right. and what to do.
Now, the other thing, the president announced that he may boost immigration with the H-1B visas for the highly skilled workers that would actually make sense bringing them into the country for some jobs that need to be filled because we don't have the trained people to do it.
Yeah, I got that email. okay, fine, I guess. But the bigger question is, you know, what countries are we getting these highly skilled people from that are more skilled than what we have here in the United States? I would say most of that comes from the cyber world.
India.
From software and whatnot, which would certainly be India. India put out an edict about, about 20 years ago, and they were gearing their population in the education realm to two industries. One was software, and the other was medical.
Uh-huh.
So that's, and they will do whatever they can to teach in country and out of country to support those two missions of cyber and medical.
Yeah, and God knows the medical people are here. Just go to a VA hospital.
Well, I mean, you can go to a regular hospital.
Right, but there's plenty of them at the VA hospitals. They show up in droves, it seems like. And that's okay. Some of them are pretty good, but some of them you wonder sometimes. And I am talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and you can go over there, sign up for all her daily sit rep information and find out what's going on in the world in which you live. Well, we're going to tease what we're going to do, but when we come back, is he or isn't he going to announce he's running for president today? We're talking about Joe Biden. And if he gets in, what's going to be his big deal? What's he going to be? Papa Joe? Is he going to be all things to all people? Friends all around the world? All kinds of money? His words, not mine. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the USCCA. USCCA, they've got a leaked logo on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And if you go over there to my webpage and you click on that logo, you'll have a chance to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Plus, you'll also have a chance to become a member. And if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. Plus, you get the Concealed Carry Magazine. That's the award-winning, twice award-winning, just won an award again this year for the great content they put in there. And they also put a lot of different discounts in there, too, for things that you can buy. So you kind of get a twofer out of it. You get a chance to win a free gun, and you get a chance to get $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member of the USCCA. Just go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website and then click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and you put out a sit rep every day that the people can sign up and get, correct?
I try to.
So for our new listeners in Las Vegas and our new listeners in Lubbock, Texas, and our new listeners in Florence, Alabama, they can go to FoundersCode.com, sign up for that, and then they'll get what you send out when you send it out.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Now, what is Big Daddy Super Joe Biden going to do today?
Well, he's going to announce his candidacy for president. And I think this is more symbolic, really, than anything. I don't know that he's got some kind of a platform that he would come out with to say that these are the things that he wants to do. I don't know that he's necessarily got the right campaign people, because he's already fumbled a couple of things, or they have. Because remember, he was supposed to announce yesterday.
Right.
And then the location of where he was going to do this got changed about five or six times.
Right.
Not too sure that he has the pledge of campaign money that he's going to need to have to make this successful. You know, otherwise, if he'd had that, he would have already announced. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's something that's not working here for him quite yet. But I think that there's some desperation on the parts of some of your swamp Democrats that felt like he needed to get in there. And
Well, the writers, the political writers, are saying that it's all about continuing Barack Obama's policies because Donald Trump is about ready to deep six altogether Obamacare, and he's already done a hell of a job on his other stuff, the legacies from Barack Obama. So that was what the political writers were writing about.
Well, I'm not really convinced of that. You know, Biden was just kind of, he was, as vice president to Obama, he was just kind of the guy that said, hey, you go do this. He was kind of like a little bloodhound. You go do this and you go do this. And I don't know that he really bought into any of the Obama doctrine, whatever that necessarily was. I mean, we were all over the place, during the Obama years. And I think that, you know, Biden just kind of went along with it. But remember, too, Biden, in many cases, is his own worst enemy. This guy has more gaffes than anybody. I mean, he's just said things at the wrong time and got it wrong. And I don't know. I'm not excited about him. I'm fine that he's getting into the race. I mean, they're diluting. I mean, we're up to what? We're going to be at 20 candidates?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, yeah. There's only so much money. At some point, you're going to see probably 10 drop out before, I would say, the fall.
Yep, I don't disagree with you. Now, the state of Illinois has long been a bastion of governors that have wound up in jail for graft and corruption and things that the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago are famous for. And the last one, of course, being Rob Blagojevich. Now, apparently, there's a lawyer by the name of Mark Elias who has been around. We've seen him down here in Florida and other places around the country. And apparently now he's representing another governor in Illinois that's in hot water.
The new governor, J.D. Pritzker, is under federal investigation. So he has hired Mark Elias. Now, why has Mark Elias come to my attention? Well, you know how we heard for quite some time that Michael Cohen was the fixer for Donald Trump? Well, Mark Elias is the fixer for big-time Democrats, okay? Big-time Democrats. Not only is he now representing Pritzker, Governor Pritzker, under this federal investigation, he is also the lawyer of record for Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. And he's no neophyte at this because he is the chair of the law firm Perkins Coie. Now, why do you know Perkins Coie? Perkins Coie is the one that hired Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS.
Right.
Perkins Coie worked for the Obama for America campaign, Hillary for America campaign. He worked for the DNC. Perkins Coie also has yet another lawyer of record by the name of Sussman. Well, Sussman's wife was previously at the Washington Post. She went on to work in the Obama White House as an advisor. And she's married to Neil King, who received some of the thumb drives for the opposition research on Trump. You see where all this is going?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Elias, you know, he represented Andrew Gillum. He represented Bill Nelson in the contested race down here in Florida. He has been the recipient of at least $5 million from George Soros.
And you know how we're getting into this whole thing where we want the youth to vote and maybe even have the voting age down to age 16? It seems to be coming from Mr. Mark Elias.
Mm.
Yeah. He was asked a question in a five-minute Q&A not too long ago. Who is his legal hero? And he said his legal hero was Bob Bauer. Well, who is Bob Bauer? Well, Bob Bauer was yet another lawyer of record for Obama. He went on to become a White House lawyer and then went to be a personal lawyer for Obama. But why? Bob Bauer, and then he became a czar. But his wife, Bob Bauer's wife, was Anita Dunn. Remember her? Who gave a talk, I think it was a graduation, and in that she said that two of her heroes were Mother Teresa and Mao Zedong. Remember that one?
I do. Mm.
Okay. So, what's it, I mean, Mark Elias has worked for Al Franken. He worked for John Kerry. So, I would say he... You know, doing Kamala Harris now and then representing even John Podesta. Can you imagine the files this cat got in his office on these Democrats?
Yeah, I can imagine, and I bet he does.
Mm-hmm. He's the fixer. You work for Obama, you work for Hillary, you work for the DNC, you work for Al Franken, you work for Kamala Harris. Fusion GPS, you see where all that's going?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, watch this cat very carefully, because if you want to know the genesis of advice that these politicians are getting, it's coming from Mark Elias. He's kind of a dubious political lawyer.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the Podesta brothers on steroids.
Yeah, this cat, he's the fixer, for sure.
By the way, Cher is suddenly turning conservative, I think. She's saying that she's ripped Bernie's plans for the felons to vote. She says, I don't want murderers, rapists, and child molesters to vote.
And then she got ridiculed for that, and then she deleted the tweet.
Yeah, well, you never delete a tweet. Or anything on Facebook. You think you do, but you don't. It's there.
Well, if people capture it, it's there. But she's right. And the reason that she deleted it is because apparently somebody at the White House saw it. And Trump apparently agreed with her. And
yep.
It was kind of like, oh, better get this off of there.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. I'll see you later today.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there. Sign up for her daily sit reps. And I will be right back with our next military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Texas has executed white supremacist John William King, who orchestrated the 1998 dragging death of a black man, James Byrd Jr. Byrd's sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, detailed one of the most horrific hate crimes in modern American history and helped push Congress to pass federal hate crime legislation.
James was shown no mercy.
as he was dragged, while still alive, behind a pickup truck using a 25-foot logging chain. His body was slung from side to side like a sack of potatoes until he was decapitated. King showed no remorse then and showed no remorse tonight.
It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 59 points, the NASDAQ dropped 18, and the S&P 500 dropped 6. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV.
Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation.
And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device.
Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars.
Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so.
Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV.
So say adios,
arrivederci,
goodbye to the high cable bill,
and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today.
These are limited time offers and can change at any time.
Call fast.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News, edition number 2 in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you in the United States of America. And remember, if you're in a dead-end job and you're going nowhere, I got a great idea to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, especially my listeners at MacDill Air Force Base and the dozens of other military bases where we're heard around the United States of America. There are two important dates in your future. One is Friday, April the 26th, and the other is Friday, May the 31st, because these are the next start dates for the National Aviation Academy's classes in both Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, you've been hearing me talk about National Aviation Academy for years, and NAA has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector. Now, they have a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan. The top 10% of aviation maintenance people do make well over $80,000 per year. So what are you waiting for?
And for more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, just go to NAA.com, NAA.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you, a tremendous opportunity for you at National Aviation Academy, NAA.com. Well, not to be outdone, some of the military's premier ranges for training jet and helicopter pilots are antiquated and unable to prep units for a conventional war, according to the Inspector General of the Defense Department. And this is across the Indo-Pacific region. So they're definitely looking to upgrade the system and make it more compatible to the situation we find ourselves in today. Now, the Trump administration has moved to defend the male-only military draft, appealing a federal court ruling that selective service registration is unconstitutional because it discriminates based on sex. As a matter of fact, if you remember, that court ruling said the women should be included in the draft. And to that, I said, great, bring it on. We'll see what happens. Now, you heard me talk this week about the two U.S. soldiers in the remote area of Texas, Clint, Texas, east of El Paso, in a dry riverbed of the Rio Grande. They were confronted by Mexicans who may or may not have been soldiers in fatigues, in military garb, with no identification of any kind as to who they were or what they were, because to me that tells me they may not have been Mexican soldiers, because if you ever see the Mexican Army, they certainly have got their unit decals on their shoulders and sometimes on their chests. Sometimes they wear their ribbons, the whole nine yards. It just all depends. Mexico's got a totally different way of doing things down there in the military. So I'm not necessarily believing that the seven armed people who accosted our soldiers and disarmed them, I'm not really sure that they were soldiers. They could have been paramilitary in the sense that they could have been drug cartel, or they could have also been coyotes, because there were pictures of a carload of coyotes armed in military garb through night vision that pulled up along the southern part of the border and let a woman and a child out so that they could sneak across the border. That was caught by a night camera and using night vision. Now, you heard Denise and I talking about the Sri Lanka situation. The Islamic State has now released three statements since Easter Sunday, and a video claiming responsibility for the bombings in Sri Lanka. I've seen one of the, not videos, but pictures of the individual who was in charge or the head of the terrorist group there in Sri Lanka, standing in front of an ISIS flag, swearing his allegiance to Abu Bagdul al-Baghdadi, who, by the way, we still don't know where he is. Eventually, I guess we'll find him. And, of course, he had one of his henchmen beside him with a mask over his face and a big, great big knife in his hand. And you know what that was all about. But anyway, let's go to Iran right now. Iranian lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a bill that labels all of our U.S. military forces as terrorists. The state TV reported that a day after Washington had ratcheted up pressure to Tehran by announcing that no country would be no longer would be exempt from U.S. sanctions if it continues to buy Iranian oil. Well, the other thing that's going on here is that Google silenced the Iranian website that they had where they were putting up propaganda and putting up information about Israel that just wasn't true. So I guess under the complaint from Israel, Google removed not one, but two of their websites. By the way,
ever since Russia annexed Crimea from the Ukraine and sponsored separatists in Donbass, Eastern Europe, everybody's wondering where the Kremlin will strike next. Now, they've got motorcycle gangs. There's cyber attacks coming out of the Ukraine. And it could threaten NATO. And we're not really sure, the United States is not really sure how and where to help yet. So that's a fluid situation. We'll have to wait and see what's going on, because there's a lot of things going on right now in the Ukraine as more and more news leaks out about what it is that they were involved in to begin with, oh gosh, I don't know, Hillary Clinton's emails and all this other stuff that went on with Donald Trump. Now, the United States and South Korea have launched joint Air Force drills, the officials have reported there, as allies maintain efforts to keep military exercises low-key amidst the nuclear talks with the North. Not sure where that's going to go. And the U.S.-led United Nations Command gave the green light for South Korea to start developing hiking trails in the heavily fortified border that divides the peninsula. You know what I thought of when we heard they were doing that? Somebody's going to go hiking. Could be an American, could be a European, and they're going to get themselves captured. Watch and see. Just my thought. Hope I'm wrong, but that's what I'm thinking. And again, I hope I'm wrong. Now, a former Iraqi interpreter for U.S. forces became an American citizen this week after previously been pulled from a citizenship ceremony by immigration officials for unspecified reasons, a problem he and other interpreters have experienced, and he finally got that worked out, and he became an American citizen this week. So kudos. Kudos. And the Iraqi interpreters, in many cases, are picture-perfect examples of what a citizen should be like. They come here, they assimilate to our country, they want to learn English, they want to do whatever it is they can do to be better Americans, and guess what? It works out very nicely. And don't forget, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, go over there and check them out. A new class coming up here, April the 26th, and another one, May the 31st. Matter of fact, two classes, one in Clearwater, Florida, and one up there in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. So check them out, naa.edu. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and Kathy's going to tell you how to call the show if that's what you want to do. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, I will be Saturday, along with the lovely Yvette Perez from Radio Luz 760. I will be at the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership on North Dale Mabry, just up the street a little bit north of the Gaithier High School. And you can see us there from 12 noon to 3 p.m. on Saturday. There's also going to be some free food for you. And don't forget, you can take advantage of a free test drive. And I've got $500 coupons I'll be giving out. Also, the brand new Moss 6-month no payment a down program and no payments for 6 months. Start your summer off with a brand new or pre-owned Moss Chevrolet or have no payments until November. And we hope to see you there on Saturday, Moss Family Chevrolet, right here in the Tampa Bay area. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
Has de Blasio done anything stupid again since he started out the week by saying no more steel and glass in the skyscrapers?
Actually, today I heard that they want to cut down the amount of meat that municipal facilities were going to be putting in. I mean, schools do.
Get rid of hot dogs. Get rid of the processed hot dogs in New York.
Because, you know, kids love kale, right? You know, they're going to be eating those. Their kids are going to love that kale in their school lunches.
Yeah, what's one of the most famous hot dog places in the world is Nathan's. They're made right there in New York City. And then you've got Hebrew National, for God's sake, that's right there in New York. They're going to get rid of Hebrew National with their brands?
They're good, man. I'm going to be honest. They're good hot dogs. But
yeah.
I, with all due respect, the best hot dogs I've ever had are up in upstate New York near the old Syracuse Way.
Hides.
I like Hoffman's. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Hoffman's at Hides, the Coney's and the doll. Oh, yeah.
They don't sell them anywhere else. You can't get anywhere. They're so good.
No, they're smart. They keep them up there at the home fort. You want them down here, you got to order them, and they'll ship them to you. All right, well, you know, I got to mention this because this is weird. Facebook is in all kinds of trouble lately, right? And you've seen Zuckerberg, your different congressional committees, et cetera, et cetera. But Facebook has made so much money that they've set aside $5 billion, that's billion with a B, for a potential FTC fine headed their way.
Well, they're becoming like the big banks, too big to fail. Whenever something happens, they set aside some money and they pay off the government, and the government helps them by protecting them. It's called regulatory capture. And it's a stain on capitalism because basically what happens is you basically empower these companies to become omnipotent. And that's what we've done with big banks. And I think that that's slowly, surely what's going to be happening with some of these tech companies. And again, this is, when people talk about going against capitalism, we're not running a capitalistic society. We're not. Yeah, on the local level in certain communities, sure, absolutely. But you cannot be capitalistic when it's there's too big to fail exists and companies can't go under. That's a part of it. Capitalism is about you have the ability to succeed beyond your wildest dreams, and you also have the ability to fail. Same thing with the automakers. George Bush shouldn't have stepped in to save the automakers. Neither should Obama. The ones should have made it, should have made it. The ones that failed, failed. That's just how the world works. And you know what? If we get back to that, then we can have more competition in this country, and it'd be much better.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check out his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, you know, you used to live in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
You moved up to the high-rent district in New York, right?
Yep.
But you're planning on coming back to the low-rent district down here with no state income tax once your kids get out of school, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, down here in Florida, the Florida House yesterday passed the immigration sanctuary ban bill, and it passed the House. Now it's got to go to the Senate. Looks like it'll pass there, and Governor DeSantis will sign it.
I saw that, okay, and I was reading about that today. And I'm going to be honest, man. I think that's it's a start, but does it really do anything right now? Are there any sanctuary cities in Florida right now?
Yes.
Where?
Miami and Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach.
I don't think they've fully been declared. I was reading them political.
They weren't fully declared, but they do adhere to that policy. Mm-hmm.
Some do, but you're not allowed to declare that, okay? But you're fully now because of this. But does it do away with any illegal immigration in Florida? It doesn't stop. You're not enforcing E-Verify. You're not doing anything extra, really. You're just saying, okay, you know what, you're not allowed to declare yourself a sanctuary city and you have to cooperate with authorities, which is great. But why not go further? Why not say, you know what, we're going to start enforcing the rule of law in the state of Florida, and we're going to start forcing businesses to make sure that the people that you're hiring are legal. I don't get it. I don't. I really don't. I don't understand. I said, you know, to me, it's okay. It's basically lip service is what it is. You're really not going and completing the job. You're doing something what my father used to say, don't do stuff half-ass. That's half-ass.
Yeah. Now, we talk about money here with you, and we're going to talk about this money. It's a political contribution. I don't know if you saw this, but former FBI Director James Comey and his wife donated $2,700 to the 2020 presidential campaign of Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Well, I mean, they're basically free to do that now, right? They're,
yep.
So, you know, they're on their own. Yeah, the whole anybody within these, you know, they're done with, you can donate to whatever you want to donate to. I think it's going to be interesting to see who rallies. I think Biden is supposed to announce today. I guess the McCain family is going to get behind Biden. And
they are.
Biden is probably the biggest threat to Trump because the unions, many of the union members that backed Trump, Biden's big with some of the union types. So we'll see what happens there.
Especially on the East Coast, you betcha. Yep. And the police, the firefighters, and the railroad and the steel workers. Yep. Now, I want to mention something here. There was a report, some sort of global financial conference, and the people that attended who boycotted a Saudi investment summit earlier in the year said that they believe that the Saudis' future is bright despite the murder of that guy Khashoggi.
Khashoggi, yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, the Saudi Arabia is, you take a look at their oil company, Aramco, which is, you know, is still kicking, and it's actually, they look at the, in some inside the books there, actually doing much better than people even thought it was. These areas of the world basically print money because they manufacture oil. Saudi Arabia is looking to diversify and get into other areas like the UAE has done, and Qatar and other nations. It's a slow process, but hopefully they can complete that and modernize and westernize.
Now, should we be concerned that central banks in Russia, China, and India are now loading up with a bunch more gold?
I don't really think twice about it. I really don't. It doesn't really concern me. You take a look at the gold reserves of those countries. They pale in comparison to many of the reserves of the West. And I found interesting is that Italy, which has one of the largest gold reserves, their central bank in the entire world, the leaders of that country want to basically take it and say, this is not yours. This is the people's gold. And I found that kind of interesting that they're moving in that direction.
Now, with Herman Cain getting out of his appointment to the Fed position, Stephen Moore is now sitting there. Do you think Stephen Moore is going to get in?
I'm not sure. I don't. If I was a betting man, I'd say no. Why? Because Trump's not rallying to support these guys. He isn't. And he doesn't want to be bothered with it. It's other things want to be bothered with. And the establishment wants their academics that have never had a real job in their entire lives. And I want to remind everybody, most recessions are caused by the central bank. They're caused by the Federal Reserve. If you do recall, Ben Bernanke was telling everybody back in 2006 that the housing market was solid and strong and there was no problem with the housing market. They're never right. Yet we continue to look and listen to these people, and I never really, know why.
Mm. By the way, the power of the U.S. dollar apparently right now is forcing the world to join with President Trump in the oil blockade against Iran.
Well, again, the dollar's been very, very strong. Dollar stability is really an important thing. And if we continue to have dollar stability, then, we can do really, really well.
Yep, here comes the music, so I'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and you have yourself a great show today.
You too. Have a good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and he's heard across the country. You can go over to his website, the Watchdog, let's see, watchdogonwallstreet.com, find out what stations along my network are carrying him, and then there you go. And he's on live from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday through Friday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook Guy.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.